Raft by Stephen King. It was 40 miles from Horlicks University in Pittsburgh to Cascade Lake, and although dark comes early to that part of the world in October, and although they didn't get going until 6 o'clock, there was still a little light in the sky when they got there. They had come in Deke's Camaro. Deke didn't waste any time when he was sober. After a couple of beers, he made that Camaro walk and talk. He had hardly brought the car to a stop at the pole fence between the parking lot and the beach before he was out and pulling off his shirt. His eyes were scanning the water for the raft. Randy got out of the shotgun seat, a little reluctantly. This had been his idea, true enough, but he had never expected Deke to take it seriously. The girls were moving around in the back seat, getting ready to get out. Deke's eyes scanned the water restlessly, side to side. Sniper's eyes, Randy thought uncomfortably, and then fixed on a point. "It's there," he shouted, slapping the hood of the Camaro. "Just like you said, Randy. Hot damn, last one in's a rotten egg." "Deke," Randy began, resetting his glasses on his nose, but that was all he bothered with, because Deke was vaulting the fence and running down the beach, not looking back at Randy or Rachel or Laverne, only looking out at the raft, which was anchored about 50 yards out on the lake. Randy looked around as if to apologize to the girls for getting them into this, but they were looking at Deke. Rachel looking at him was all right. Rachel was Deke's girl, but Laverne was looking at him too, and Randy felt a hot, momentary spark of jealousy that got him moving. He peeled off his own sweatshirt, dropped it beside Deke's, and hopped the fence. "Randy," Laverne called.